Okay, people, pay attention.
Now it's time for me to get out of here and do my day job, White House correspondent.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
It's April Ryan.
18 past the hour. Yes, she is fancy. She's the White House correspondent for the American Urban Radio Network. Pleased to welcome in Miss April Ryan. How are you, April?
I'm fine, Skip. Good morning, dear. Good morning, Skip.
Well, morning.
It's just days before the ball drops, marking the first day of 2016. As we say goodbye to the old and welcome the new, we're talking about New Year's Eve food traditions. Those black eyed peas, yum, and collard greens.
Mm-hmm.
With us this morning is the wonderful, illustrious Melba Wilson, the owner of Melba's Restaurant in Harlem, USA. Good morning, Melba.
Good morning.
Well, Melba, why is it so important to have black eyed peas and collard greens on your table for the stroke of midnight?
Well, you know, it's really important to have black eyed peas and collard greens at the stroke of midnight because they represent luck and money. Black eyed peas represent the luck. In the Southern tradition, we eat black eyed peas to bring about luck for the rest of the year. And it's also said that black eyed peas were all the Southern slaves had to celebrate with on January 1st, 1863, which, as we know, was the day when the Emancipation Proclamation went into effect.
Wow, that's interesting. So since we have these traditions, can you tell us, give us your recipe for black eyed peas, and you make the meanest collard greens I've ever tasted. So tell us, give us both those recipes.
Sure. Well, for the black eyed peas, what we do is you start out with some thick-cut bacon sliced. And, you know, I got to have some garlic and everything. I love garlic. About 5 cloves of garlic, 3 bay leaves, and about a pound of dry black-eyed peas. A quarter chicken stock, 2 cups of water, 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, because you got to put a little bam, a little wow in there to spice it up. Kosher salt, freshly ground pepper, and 4 green onions chopped, and 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil.
Sounds like a lot of work.
You know, it does sound like a lot of work, April, but what I do is I include my family. You know, I'm a mom. I have a 16-year-old son. It's a great time for family bonding, you know, and get the whole family, their friends together, and you kind of make it into an event. You know, food is cooked. Everything that we eat is cooked with love, so it's a great time to simmer, to get your grandma involved, because, you know, grandma's recipe is always better than everybody else's,
When you talk about the black-eyed peas, you're talking about the bacon, and people are, you know, trying to eat healthier, I believe, in some instances. Can we substitute that in the black-eyed peas? And also, how do you cook your collard greens, and do you use bacon in your collard greens, or can we use some smoked turkey neck?
Yeah. Well, what I do at the restaurant at Melba's, what we do is we don't cook them with bacon, and my son actually does not eat pork. So for a healthier rendition, what you can do is you can substitute smoked turkey wings. Smoked turkey wings are going to give you a lot of flavor. Not as much fat, but high on flavor, and that's what we want.
Melba, is it okay to add in a plate of chitlins on the side and cornbread and some buttermilk? Is that okay?
You know, you can add chitlins only if you're going to eat them and have a side glass of champagne on the side.
Uh-huh.
I don't think there's anything better than chitlins and champagne.
Oh, my God.
We're gonna take those black eyed peas and soak them overnight in about 6 inches of water.
Yeah.
And this is going to make them a lot softer. Then in a large pot over medium heat, you're going to put that bacon in there, let it crisp. Then, as my grandmother used to do, wrap the bacon in paper towel to remove the oil. Then we're going to put the dripping, garlic, onion, bay leaf, salt, pepper, cayenne pepper, and the chicken stock. Let it come to a boil. Simmer over low heat for about an hour and 15 minutes until it's tender. Voila! You got the best black eyed peas in the world.
There we go.
All right,
now.
It will work. So you just got your recipe for the stroke of midnight for New Year's Eve from Melba of Melba's Restaurant in Harlem. And by the way, Skip and Dia, Melba has a cookbook coming out in April of 2016. Go get it. And I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Thank you, April. Thank you, Melba. Have a great 2016. It's 23 minutes past the hour.